Amidst the debate about climate change and hazard reductions when it comes to bushfire management, governments are being urged to pay more attention to the knowledge of Indigenous Australians. Some of those ideas were shared at a festival at Cygnet in Tasmania last night, and our reporter Felicity Ogilvie went along.
Dancers acted out an emu hunt. They were welcoming more than 300 people who came to Cygnet to hear how Indigenous Australians used fire to manage the landscape. Local elder Rodney Dillon thanked the keynote speaker, historian Bruce Pascoe, for travelling from his bushfire-ravaged home at Mallacoota in Victoria.
His house is nearly on fire today. He nearly lost his tractor, he's lost his shed, and he's come over here to share his history with us.
Bruce Pascoe is worried about how thick the Australian bush has become.
Old people that I know, both white and black, said that when their grandfathers first came to that country, there used to be about four big trees to the acre. And, you know, I did a little test for myself before these fires started of counting all the trees on an acre of land in the New South Wales forest, and there were 300. And that's far too many trees.
He wants Indigenous Australians to lead fire management by cutting down trees.
Now, a lot of people are going to rile against it, but we really have to go back to the old people's system, and we have to employ Aboriginal people and non-Aboriginal people to go out into the forest and make that forest safe.
Mr. Pascoe spoke on a panel alongside bushfire experts such as Professor David Bowman from the University of Tasmania.
We can, through interventions, adjust the fuel loads, but that's going to require trust and it's going to require money.
The Tasmanian Premier Will Hodgman visited the festival to announce that his government is hiring three Aboriginal rangers to do cultural burning.
In a way that will not only help better protect our communities but also ensure that Tasmanians are also more aware of Aboriginal heritage.
There was one woman on the panel of experts, a land manager at the New South Wales National Park Service, Danielle Flakler.
Women have a place in fire management because we know the country, we know when plants and animals are fruiting or the habitat they require to sustain themselves. We were out there, and we still are actually, you just don't see us. But we know when the right time to burn.
Ms. Flakler says cultural burning needs to be done in patches to protect plants and wildlife.
Felicity Ogilvie reporting.